You are listening to Audio Drama in a Darker Shade at darkerprojects.com. And now our feature presentation.
The human race, forget about them. Laid waste by the great catastrophe, the remnants of humanity fight for survival in a world scarred by a plague which causes the dead to walk again. Now the zombie hordes add to their infernal ranks with every fresh victim. Can a bold venture across the wastelands of the former United States of America hold the key to our salvation? Or does the future belong to the zombies?
Darker Projects presents Alive Inside, State of Grace, Episode 4, written by Eric Busby and Donald O. Kopp.
In the beginning, the wall was set up as a checkpoint to weed out the infected. Then, after a week of being unable to control the flow of refugees, they shut it down altogether, using the crash barriers from the local highway project and fencing from the stadiums and supply stores. As more people arrived to try and cross the river, more of the undead appeared in their wake. The first waves of refugees were shot where they stood. The big 50 caliber machine guns ripped apart the bodies until only torn mounds of flesh remained. When the second wave came, late that night, the ammo ran out and bulldozers pushed them off the bridge into the river and back across to the other side. By this time, the zombies were among them, wreaking their own form of havoc. The wall was hastily built across the bridges, or barring the material to build a wall, the bridge was blown up and the fencing was erected along the river. Patrols kept them from tearing it all down. Then the plague jumped the river on the wings of a fly, or bird, or maybe it was always among us.
Damn it, Kerry. How many times do I have to tell you to warn me before you start your erratic stop-and-go driving? You know, there are people in this truck other than you. Jesus Christ. What the hell is that?
Simon, wake up, Lau.
What's what, Simon? Damn.
Who built that?
That's a hell of a toll booth. I'll bet it would take more than a pound of flesh to pay that fee.
Look at that. That wall goes all the way up the riverbank. I'll bet there are thousands of dead out there. See how high it is? It wasn't meant to be moved. What do you think, Adam?
I wonder who built it.
Who cares? The bloody thing is not going to be moving for us. We need to find a way across this river. Portland is calling us. Go another direction, Kerry.
Simon, this was the only direction that was clear. Unless you want to backtrack 200 miles.
200? That would take us back to those cannibal barbecue rib people, right? Well, we have to do something. We can't just sit here and wait for those fucking things out there to just let us through. Even if we could breach that bloody wall, even Kermit here wouldn't be able to withstand all those.
Kerry! Can we run the parallel streets to the river and see if there's another way across?
We can try, but that wall looks as far up and down the river as I can see. I was wondering why there were no zombies nearby. Better whoever put up that wall cleared them out of this side of town.
Well, the question now would be, who are they, and are they still around?
Why do you care, Adam? Why should we? Let's just find a way across and get on with this. Remember, since the black box, we have a finite amount of proto-blood for you, mate. And you'll be wanting a jolt soon. Half rations just won't cut it in your case.
Thanks for reminding me, Simon. I can always count on you for the sunny side of life.
I'm only pointing out the obvious here. A skill that you bloody Americans are always lacking in. I think it has to do with all these wide open spaces that lend to a sense of optimism that is quite annoying to the rest of the world.
Shut up, Simon. Kerry, let's see what we can find.
Charlie 6 and Willow Street Bridge.
Charlie
Cutter, you do up.
Just a minute. Almost done here.
Are you still writing on that journal? Nobody's gonna be left to read it. I'm not gonna be dead here soon. Fucking walls ain't gonna cut it much longer. I heard Chuck say the Willow Street Bridge barricade moved 2 inches last week about the dead wall. Started diesel for the dozer. Soon we won't even be able to push it back into place.
Someday, Blair, people will read this. We can't all die.
Oh, shit, Cutter. Ain't but 12 of us left now. Only 4 of them's women. One of them's a dyke. We're done for, partner. All done. It's just time now. What's this? You a civilian? All this time, I didn't even know that. Thought you were a regular Army Corps of Engineers. How'd you up in this man's army? Why didn't you run with the rest of them?
Where was I going to run, Blair? You guys blew every bridge between here and God knows where. What you didn't blow, you closed off so tight that a bird gets caught. Almost makes me glad that General Pike got it. He really fucked us for running in the end.
That he did. Well, you're up. Here they want you to inspect the Elm Street barricade today.
You my gunner again today?
You trust anybody else?
Do I have many other choices? Come on, take me to Elm Street. How much ammo you got left for that thing?
That's the problem with you frickin' civilians. You gotta know everything. You know, some things just aren't for public consumption. I was there when the news was flashing them cameras in our faces in Saudi. Damn bastards just didn't know when to quit.
So, I should worry.
There ain't no point in it. Let's go.
You know, Jimi Hendrix got his start in England because you yanks didn't appreciate his music.
This gonna be another skewed history lesson?
Come on, Carrie. Nothing with Simon is skewed. It's all fact, based on the bare minimum of reality.
Reality? He lives in the same world as we do?
I don't think he ever has. Didn't you say you went to some, privet school?
I can't help the low educational standards here in the States, or the poor musical tastes you have either. I'm just telling you that Jimi Hendrix got his start in London, where we valued the high quality of his genius. I sympathize with the man. After all, my own personal genius went unnoticed here as well.
Oh yeah, some genius. Tell us how the play got started again.
Once again, you mindless twit, that was not my fucking fault. If all the precautions had been followed in Africa, we would not be here right now. I wouldn't be here right now.
Okay, enough. How many streets have we had to detour on in the last hour? I didn't know this town was so large.
We keep getting led back toward the first two bridges. Looks like whoever set this place up designed it to be a shooting gallery maze. Every turn we take to try and get around all this leads us back to the beginning. I think the builders were trying to funnel the people out of town as everything was falling apart. They wanted to keep the populace moving in only one direction.
Why do that?
To lessen the risk of spreading the plague. It was a sound idea when no one knew how it was being spread, or that it was already here, inside us, and it was already too late to control it.
Why does everyone insist on staring at me?
Gee, I wonder.
Before you two get started on each other, we have a couple of choices we have to make. Since the roads all lead to the bridge at the center of town, we have to decide if we're going to cross it and risk the dead that are penned up on the opposite side of the river. The problem with that being obvious and simple. There's a big piece of concrete wall in the way. It would have to be moved, and that means putting a chain on Kermit and yanking the damn thing back if we can. Getting us unhooked would be up to Adam once the flood of zombies is released. We'd be sitting ducks inside here while that happened. We're low on fuel, low on ammo, and as tough as Kermit is, I don't think he'd hold up well to 1,000 eager undead hands pulling at him while we sit at idle.
And the second choice involves those flesh-eating wankers 200 miles back, I assume.
Unless we can find an alternate route between here and there. Whoever ordered those roads destroyed and blockaded knew what he was doing.
That whole cannibal thing got to you, didn't it, Brain Boy?
I don't recall you being on the menu.
Lyle.
What, Adam?
There's guys with guns up there. You'd better stop.
Shit! Where the hell did they come from?
They just kind of appeared.
I'll lay decent odds they might know a way around this bloody mess.
You think they'll want to tell us? 'Cause from the looks of them, they're not happy we're here.
They look military, don't they?
They've got the uniforms, but that doesn't mean much anymore. They could have raided an armory. Remember that time we hit that one in Tennessee, Adam?
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, y'all. Time to get your game face on.
Sorry, I just have to check about this time every day. Just can't get used to there being nothing. No more Rush Limbaugh, no more Willie Nelson. No new music. No music at all.
It's okay. I miss all that stuff too. Except for Rush Limbaugh. Willie was cool with the bio Willie. I never quite got the farm aid though. It all seemed to be a big waste. It wasn't big money closing the farms, it was bad management and poor farming.
What do you know about farming?
We plant the seed, nature grows the seed, we eat the seed.
You're weird.
Yeah, I know. How'd it go?
That lieutenant is possibly the most idiotic simpleton I've ever had the distinct displeasure of meeting.
That well, huh?
We're being detained.
Again? Why are people always trying to keep us around? Don't they know we're bad luck? Jinxes, rotten apples... Stinkweed?
Speak for yourself there, Pooh Britches.
Pooh Britches?
I'm trying not to swear like a sailor.
Good thing, seeing as how we're so far from water. Well, what did he say, this idiotic Lieutenant Simpleton?
Well, Simon used his most convincing speech about the importance of our mission to get to the lab in Portland to help perfect a vaccine, and ultimately a cure for the virus formerly known as H66N7, which was the root cause of the plague that has left us with so many of the walking dead in the vicinity. The lieutenant told him that was well and good, but he'd heard that Portland had been nuked, so our mission no longer took precedence over the safety of his security and engineering teams, even if he believed a word of it. He then banished us to this building to await his decision on if we should be shot as spies.
Spies?
He found Simon's accent to be forced, and he didn't believe he was British.
He's not.
Precisely what I told the fucking prig straight away. I'm not British, just under their rule. I'm a Welshman, from Wales, south and west part of the island.
So, after getting into a shouting match with the lieutenant, the man had us placed under arrest, and we were brought back here.
At least we're out of the rain and not caged up.
What's this about Portland being nuked?
Rubbish.
I heard a bunch of cities got nuked.
Things didn't get that far out of control. Did they?
Damn, it's wet out there. Raining hard enough to where the dead are looking for shelter. Just kidding. They haven't moved. The LT's pissed at you guys. He's pissed at me too, Blair. I had to tell him about the Elm Street barricade not being able to stand too much more stress. He seems to think that it should last forever. I told him we need to either find more fencing or just get ready to bug out. With that on top of Willow Street Bridge, I think he's about ready to eat his pistol.
Let's hope he hangs himself. We can use the bullet elsewhere.
How long have you guys been here?
What year is it? Since this all started. What, Blair, 2 years ago? Three? I lost track of time. I mean, I keep a journal, but I don't even know if the dates in it are right. Sometimes I don't write for weeks. Sometimes I write in it 3 times a day. It's been a long time. So, what's this about a cure? You fucking with us just to get our help?
No. That man in the chair is the genius who started all this shit. He says he can stop it. With the right lab.
How many times do I have to tell you, Lyle? I didn't start this. I studied it, and I know I can stop it.
Huh. When? How many more years do we have to sit here and take pot shots at those things across the river then? How much longer do we have to sleep with a gun by our hand so that if our buddy in the next room dies in his sleep, we don't have to worry about him attacking us in the dark? Do you know what it's like across the river? There's thousands of them over there. It's a no man's land of the walking dead. People don't exist over there anymore. Over here, there's 12 of us. That's it. You all are the first people we've seen in a year. We're running low on ammo. We've got just enough fuel to keep a bulldozer going another 50 hours or so, and then we'll be pushing the barriers in place with our shoulders. I had a way to get out of here, I'd try to convince Lieutenant Stand and Fight to set the bridges with timed explosives and head out of here. Try and find a place with other people.
How do you know what it's like over there? How did you hear that they started nuking cities?
Since I'm not military, I'll talk. I'm not dyed in the wool like Blair. About a year ago, we came in contact with a couple of people who had managed to paddle upriver. They were the survivors of a larger group from New Mexico. They told us they were outside of Albuquerque when it got leveled, actually watched the mushroom cloud rise up out of the valley. If anyone needed proof, they had flash burns on their faces and arms and no hair. They knew they were dying from radiation poisoning, but they had to try and get someplace safe. What will they have? The lieutenant tried to detain them too, but I told him they might be a risk to us with the radiation, so we let them go. They had two bullets in their pistols. Their plan was when they felt like they were going to die, they were going to just use them to end their lives. We got a transmission just after that, the last one. There was some guy saying he was the President of the United States. He thanked all military personnel for their sacrifice and dedication. He promised that relief would come. We should stay at our posts. You know, I'm not even in the army. I'm just a dude who was trying to get home, get across the river. I just wanted to see my wife.
I'm sorry.
Fuck it. Fuck it all. The only reason I haven't killed myself is I'm afraid to die. Ain't that the shit? It's not like I'll really die anyway. Not now. I mean, can it get any worse?
Oh, yes it can. It can get a lot worse. If you're one of them, you don't know it. Your body just kind of acts. There's worse things you can be.
Oh, yeah? What's that? Alive?
Adam, don't.
Just let it rest, Adam. Let it go.
No. I think Cutter deserves to know. He needs to know why we need to get across the river so badly, and what is really at stake. Cutter, Blair, look at me. Tell me what you see.
White guy. What are you, a goth?
How did you get all those scars?
I'm dead, Cutter. I got those scars dying. I've died about, eight times, nine. If I were a cat, I'd be in heaven if it exists. I'm what's worse than being alive. I'm dead, but I'm not.
What the fuck?
I'm what is known to Simon and his ilk as human cadaver type R, a half-life. I'm caught between life and death because of a little vaccine that prig invented called Protoblood. It was supposed to be a vaccine against the plague. Turned out to be a curse that kept you in suspension, caught between heaven and hell. Only I get to walk hell every day. Heaven is closed to me. I'd say cut me, shoot me if you don't believe me. But I have an aversion to pain. I still feel. I still have feelings. Right up until the proto-blood runs out of the little magic enzyme that keeps me ticking. When that happens, I turn.
Then what?
I become one of them. One of those things that press against your wall. I crave flesh and blood. I need the living. Without the proto-blood, I have to eat. Once I'm done, I revert back to this. To just being dead.
Oh, that is just so much bullshit. You look like you do because you got that condition. You're a fucking albino. Sooner or later, some guy in a white lab coat will figure this all out and we'll be good to go.
Albino? If only that were true. Then I'd find a guitar and start my own band. But it's not. I'm dead, Cutter. And only that officious jerk sitting there can help me. And he can only help me if we get to Portland, where the original lab is, where the bastard can make me a cure, make us a cure. He is the guy in the white lab coat.
You're telling the truth. He is, isn't he?
That he is, my confused friend. That he is. So, will you help us across like you did for those wretches from Albuquerque? Or will you simply let this opportunity for greatness die on the vine? You might say the human race hangs in the balance, mate.
Give it a rest, Simon. Even I don't buy that from you.
There's nothing to rest, Ken. Cutter either helps us, or your pet zombie here stays as is, a half-life, with no hope of a future. The choice is his to make. I personally couldn't care less.
We know that's a lie. If you get bit, you end up like Adam.
What?
Simon has had the proto-blood shot as well, Cutter. He could be like me.
That's such a load of shit. Don't listen to him, Cutter. You know what it's like over there. There's nothing across the river. Think. We still have some control of things here. Everything west of the river has become a no man's land. No law, no order. It's pure chaos given form.
What if they can help? We're the only ones left manning this outpost. If our high and mighty president, whoever he is, if he's still alive, is holed up in some bunker waiting for this to blow over, face it, man, we've got to do something.
Cutter, I'm going to the LT. I'm going to tell him they're talking shit and get them locked up. You don't stop here. I'll tell him you're planning on helping him. We got to keep the dead from getting over here. That's why we built the barrier. You know what happens if they get across?
If they really wanted to keep the dead from coming over, they should have blown this bridge up like they did the other ones.
Well, Cutter, put that thing down now before you do something you'll regret. Stand down now.
I'm not in the army, Blair. You can't order me around like you do the others.
Cutter, I'm warning you.
Now, Carrie! Just tie him up. Gag him. Don't hurt him anymore. There's so few of us left.
I'm just glad I didn't have to shoot him. He's my friend. Or he was. I guess I can worry about that later.
Right. So did we have a plan, or are we making this up as we go?
Why must you complicate everything, Simon?
It's a foible of mine, worrying about details. Forgive me.
I have an idea.
That's what I like. A man who thinks ahead. Out with it.
You think this'll work?
It'll work. You just have to have a little faith in the human condition.
Humans I have faith in. It's you and your ideas that put us here in this mess.
If you continue to constantly bring up my role in this, I will find a way to repay you, Kerry, and it will not be pleasant.
Oh, bite me.
Knock it off, you two. Here comes Annabelle Cutter.
We're set. Let's go to Willow Street. I think that will be the easiest to move. Besides, the dozer is already there from the day before.
Can you drive the dozer?
I've learned to do a lot of things in the last couple of years.
What was so important that you needed to stop?
My diary.
Go over the plan once more.
Adam will guide me up the barricade over the bridge. After you've set the explosives on the bridge, Lyle, you give me the signal with the horn and I'll push the barricade out of the way with the dozer. Adam, you head back to the truck then. Once that's done, you follow with Kermit. I'll keep the dead pushed out of the way until you reach open road. Once we're across, I trigger the explosives on the bridge and we seal off their path across the river for good.
How will you get back across?
I won't. Listen, I wanted to get to the other side way before this. Here's my chance. The dozer has about 50 hours of runtime. I'm going to use all of it. When that's done, I'll reassess.
You could come with us.
What the hell for? I've never liked Oregon. Too much rain. I'll head south, maybe to Mexico. Get my own agave's farm or something. Brew my own tequila.
At least you have a plan, mate.
Here we are. Carrie, grab that C4. Simon, you get the radio primers. Let's get this done. Everyone aboard.
There's people coming up behind. They don't look too happy. Lilas, that lieutenant. He looks determined.
So am I, Carrie.
Is that thing going to be able to push that wall?
Cutter says it can. Come on, Cutter.
Lyle, stop moving. That man's getting closer. We'll get ready to shoot.
Damn it! I'm hit.
You okay?
I'm not dead. Not permanently, anyway.
I'm shooting back, Lyle.
No, not yet. I don't want to hurt anyone living if I can help it.
The wall's moving. That's it, you bugger. Tear down that wall.
Go, Lyle, go!
Thank you.
chose to push through all those zombies. He kept it heading straight through town. I saw him turn off and the dead followed him. That thing was loud. He was drawing him away from us, I think. But that was the last I saw of him.
It was still moving last I looked.
Kept with the plan. That's what matters.
Don't you give a shit about what happens to him?
Why? He knew the risks.
You are such a bastard.
No, Carrie, I'm a realist.
I hope he keeps going.
What's that, mate?
Cutter's journal.
He gave that to you? Why?
Because there wasn't 50 hours of fuel left in the dozer. He knew he wouldn't make it far.
Damn him! Why didn't he tell me that? Could have found another way.
There wasn't one for 100 miles, Lyle. He believed that we could make a difference.
Let's hope we can. Right, Simon?
Cutter understood the greater good, Lyle. Can we make a difference? For someone, I know I can. I just need to get where I can.
After all we've been through? After all the deaths? You better, Simon.
The miserable have no other medicine, but only hope. Shakespeare, Kelly. He understood that sometimes all we have is the hope of better things. Cutter knew that he had only hope. A hope that we could survive and put an end to all this. He gave us a chance. That was all we needed. His hope tore down that barrier so we could go on. Don't worry, love. We'll make it fine.
You've been listening to Alive Inside, created and written by Donald Okop and Eric Busby. Featured in the cast were Mark Kalita as Lyle, Kara Dennison as Carrie, Morgan Jeffrey as Simon, and Ellie Hirschman as Adam. Also featuring Jim Barber as Cutter and Seth Adam Shear as Blair. Special thanks to Kevin Scott for the opening monologue. This episode was produced and directed by Eric Busby. Post-production by Matt McLaren. The executive producer for Darker Projects is Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production.